Alma, Source, he pasado tanto tiempo y todavía estoy aprendiendo a amarte. Ahora entiendo que aprender y amar nunca tendrá fin. Aceptar esto hace que crecer sea mucho más fácil. I've been asking all the wrong questions. It's not who am I, it's what am I. I know I'm a soul, I know I'm divine, I know I'm a creator, but what am I? Which part of life do I belong to? The air, the water, the sun, moon, earth? Is it possible that I'm all or none? Is it possible that I'm all and none? Defining and asking who I am complicates the simplicity of my life, of life in itself. The suggestion of putting me in a box or adding me to a list made me feel victim to detaching myself to what I know to be true. What I know that should be normal for myself and what should be normal for you. Categories, spectrums have been constructed to distract you from being everything, being whole. We may not all have been born physically the same, yet we came here as a soul. We came here whole. Our structure, DNA, has holes from generations. Generations. Emphasis on the S. So I want to break it down. Generate. Verb, to bring into existence, cause arise or come about, something, especially an emotion or a situation, to produce energy, electricity, to procreate, generate. Linguistics, produce, a sentence or other unit, especially a well-formed one, by the application of a finite set of rules to lexical or other linguistic input. Mathematics, form, a line, surface, or solid, by notionally moving a point line or surface. So I wanted you to understand and get the full meaning of generate. So let's move on to generation. Generation. It's a noun. A body of living beings born and living about the same time, regarded collectively. A set of members of a family regarded as a single step or stage in descent. A single stage in the development of a type of product. The production of something. So when I put the emphasis on generations, I believe that I'm the S on the end of generations. We all are, actually. Yes, we collectively make up a generation, but we also add to generations. by simply existing. That extra letter may not change the definition of the word in the way that it goes from generate to generation. However, it's a new word with the same foundation. We are new beings that come into this lifetime. We are souls that come in to a form of life that has been existing. We are products of evolution. And honestly, you see this throughout life, but unless you break it down this way, unless you really get to the root of it all, you may not see it this way, or ever see it this way, or ever even think about it in this way. So that goes back to my original question. What am I? That extra letter, the letter S. I always begin as an S, because the truth is, I'm a seed. I want to read you something. I think I really like being able to just read the stuff that I wrote, the stuff that I actually had planned out, because sometimes in life we have plans and sometimes life just freestyles us. But I'm still getting comfortable with my wording and putting it in a way that feels good to share. Normally, I kind of, it's not necessarily, I guess, in a way, proofreading, but I do like to make a lot of edits to what I originally wrote. And I think that's a lesson that we should take throughout life, to go back and proofread. I feel like that's something that they should make that connection in life. Like, you learn how to proofread your work, but how do you actually go back and really analyze your life that is not so destructive? But let me not get off a topic, because knowing me, I will venture all the way off. And sometimes it's a little hard to come back home. But, so, hello, quiet, I'm recording. I meet death a lot. It's a symptom of growth. When the end is near, I enjoy waiting for the rebirth. I survived another cycle. It feels so great. I water myself daily, or at least I try to. Maybe I don't always have to water myself. No, I do, because I need to take a shower. Taking a shower daily is, you know, a necessity in life. But either way, I'm here. I mean, might as well be here, since it's all happening for me. I used to check my progress a lot, but I felt like I stopped growing. I collect rings, but maybe I've just reached my height limit. Or so I thought. I've reached my height limit. I was checking my progress in comparison to others. This entire time, I was still growing deeper into myself, grounding myself. My roots are thicker than my branches. I get through each season because my foundation is strong. I wish longevity on me. I wish stability. I wish to continue with love. I learned the most here. Less observing or being observed. Less going too deep. And yes, you can go too deep without growing deep. I learned from this point because the truth is, I started here. The answers are here. I'm here. I am present. Everything that's happening for me has been pre-sent. A gift that is only hard to see, to understand, to feel, if I didn't choose, if life didn't keep me still to see that I'm a seed. I'm a seed. When I started really thinking deeply into all that I am, all that I wish to be, and how to move through, something that saved me was nature. In my past life, I used to smoke. I used to just get high. And you know, when you're high, you just think. I don't recommend this for people because I am a different person, but through those experiences, I will still share because it's still a part of my experience in life, and it is essential to all that I say, all that I will be saying, and how I came to be. But I remember one day, I'm just in the car and I'm smoking and I'm just looking at the trees because I love nature. Like, I love nature. I like walking barefoot on the ground, feeling the earth beneath my feet. I like hugging trees, touching trees, being able to restore my energy, picking up leaves, feeling the texture, the feeling, just being so engulfed within the fact that nature is still, but it's also growing. And it's through all the chaos that we have brought to it, because it's just there and it's just being. And so as I'm looking at the trees, as branches become branches, they create the letter Y. Not asking life, earth, why, but answering it as yes. Yes, I'm going to grow in whatever direction that I'm meant to grow in. I can grow up. I can grow sideways. I can grow down my branches and my roots. There are so many different types of trees that grow in width and height, that have a lot of branches, that have no branches, or some, or just these huge trunks that branch off. And to me, I feel like it's a representation of when you create a solid foundation and you are growing down with consistency and effort and motivation,
those roots growing down also allow your branches to grow in whatever direction it needs to. For you to experience life, to learn life, but also to build pathways in different areas of your life. I believe that working at my job and reading books to kids helps me utilize my voice more, pronunciate words, and not feel so self-conscious and feel confident about it. And that in turn helps me with my podcast, helps me feel comfortable talking to anybody, talking to everybody, talking to myself. And it's growing a branch within my life from another aspect of my life that could be growing another branch. But the foundation of me just being willing and able to learn and grow myself, but also help grow little minds. Halo, could you not play with your toy right now? You are distracting me. And so, like, when I started to look at trees that way, and I felt like they were just saying yes to life because they had no choice and they accepted the flow that they were on, the energy, what was happening for them, I wanted to apply that to my life. Yes. Yes, I'll take this opportunity even though it scares the hell out of me. But you know what? I can say I did it. I put up with my full efforts and I tried. And I learned something from it. And now maybe this is growing a new area within my life. Yes, that taking risks that can grow me. Not just taking risks because I like risky shit. And I like adventure and thrill and spontaneity. But like, as I'm grounded in this life, as I stay a seed and just allow myself to grow in every direction while just still being, I want to accept all that life has offered and will be offering me now at any point in time. I promise this is the last definition that I will do for this episode. But I want to look at the word, or talk about the word for a second, and then read you a poem that I wrote some time ago, because I feel like it all connects. And a conjunction: used as a function word to indicate connection or addition, especially of items within the same class or type. Used to join sentence elements of the same grammatical rank or function. I wrote this poem in August of 2022. And the title is called Three Letters, G-O-D, and Y-O-U. In life, real life, I don't overthink. I enjoy each moment as it is. I do and say as if I'm living out a dream. My fate from 9:22 until or at each cycle of death. I listen to myself. I do what feels right. after a while, I get a sense of deja vu because I'm realizing I'm living out my life. And maybe you don't get it, but it makes sense. To write notes to our past, to feed knowledge to our past, energetic clues that get us through, all living simultaneously. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, our questions for the future. The answers is coming from while you. I make it apparent that, I made it apparent that I wrote this in 2022. Three letters. G-O-D and Y-O-U. God in you. I use source. I say source. Instead of God. Because God causes conflict, the word in itself, when it comes to people. You'll stop listening because somebody's God isn't what your God is. And it's sad because then how are we able to have conversations moving forward and grow when we're just stuck on the essence of what that word has come to. So source. Just starting over. Let's just get back to the source, the root of it all. I'm a seed. I'm a seed. Your love. Allora.